St. Patrick's Day.
Da-da-da. Happy St. Paddy's Day!
Could you not find any Irish music?
No Irish music at all.
Nothing.
But we found this really good TV theme tune CD.
Strong start.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody!
Baby.
50 Cent from Limerick. Happy St. Paddy's Day to you. All the artists, by the way, we're playing this morning are all Irish. So start with 50 Cent. Or is he's known now, 50 Euro.
Of course. Top of the morning to you, 50.
Oh, Bigorra, Bigorra. And kind of Guinness. Don't make it, I just saying, we're here, fancy a bit of black pudding. I fancy a bit of white pudding.
Do you?
Oh, I love me white pudding. I must admit. Do you know, speaking of... I'll tell you about St. Patrick's Day later, shall I?
I look forward to it.
I'm very excited. It's St. Paddy's Day. Because it's great, because it means that anybody born in England who has Irish family, it means it's your day, you're allowed to celebrate, because you are allowed to. Because my mum's from Dublin, and my dad was born in Leeds, but his family's Irish, so I'm allowed to celebrate St. Paddy's Day. I'm allowed. The Irish people say, we welcome you as one of us, but don't do the stupid voice, because I can't do an Irish accent. But it's great, because as you know, if you're Welsh, you celebrate St. David's Day. If you're Scottish, you celebrate St. Andrew's Day. If you're Irish, you celebrate St. Paddy's Day. If you're English, you celebrate St. Paddy's Day. One. Poor old St. George sitting in the pub on his own every year. Well, him and the dragon or something. Anyway. St. Paddy's Day, good morning. I'm Chris. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
A murder hunt has started after a 15-year-old was abducted in Newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past seven.
Happy St. Patrick's Day! Every song this morning is Irish or by an Irish artist. Come on! Irish music all morning long to celebrate St. Patrick. Here's another. Do you know this, Dave?
Can you ever dance to this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Paddy Monkey. Paddy. Paddy Monkey Magic. Paddy Monkey Magic. Whatever I said.
Who was Paddy Monkey?
Paddy Monkey used to float around on his own cloud.
Yeah.
And he was friends with Seamus Pigsy.
Yep.
And Michael O. Princess Lady with a bald head who looked like Zola Budd but in nicer clothes.
Princess Lady?
Well, yeah.
There was Princess Leia.
Because yeah, in Paddy Monkey, there was Paddy Monkey.
Yeah.
And then there was Seamus Pigsy. There was another fella, but he would go, but I can't remember his name, Paddy, right? And then there was a lady with a bald head on a horse.
Like Sinead O'Connor.
You're all looking at me like I'm talking rubbish, but I'm telling you, that was Paddy Monkey. A great show on RTE, which is how you spell BBC in Irish, I believe.
Never heard of Paddy Monkey.
I went on the internet before today's show and typed in Irish jokes, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we have some cuggers for you. The game this morning is try not to laugh. That's what it's like today. Try not to laugh at these Irish corkers. And by the way, Irish people love Irish jokes. They've got a great sense of the humour, right?
That's right.
An Irish man visited his psychiatrist, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, doc, I got two questions to ask you.
Right.
Right, said the psychiatrist. Ask me the first question.
Israeli psychiatrist.
Right, doc. Could I possibly be in love with an elephant? Of course not, said the psychiatrist. What's your other question? He says, do you know of anybody who wants to buy a very large engagement ring? You see, the engagement ring was massive because he'd given it to an elephant. It
had to go over the elephant's
hoof.
Is it a hoof?
The fingers hoof. Of the hoof. You see, Irish jokes all morning on St. Paddy's Day. Good morning.
Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancy Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moylesy. He eats out of the trough and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
The Paddy
Moyles Show, National Radio.
7 minutes past seven, Wednesday. This is BBC Radio 1. Good morning!
I say, don't you know?
You... Comes out next week, Outkast, The Way You Move. Franz Ferdinand before that and Take Me Out.
I love the way, I love the way.
Loads of Irish music today. They're from Donegal, Outkast, by the way. Oh, dear. I'm just looking at some of these great Irish TV theme tunes we have. And there's loads.
Is it?
Yeah. The Generation Game.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what it's called. And there's Mick Clarissa Explains It All. That was a kids' TV show.
In Ireland.
Yeah. And, of course, Ooh, I Could Crush a Grape, for all the older listeners. Cracker Paddy, Jack. Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, it used to be on Fridays. Brilliant show, anyway. Good morning, everybody. Isn't it great to be alive, Dave? It's St. Paddy's Day. The race yesterday, you might have heard Nimone talking about it. What a farce. What a waste of everybody's time that race was. I tell you what, it took me longer to walk from the place where we're standing to the finishing line than it did for them to run the race. Rubbish.
Some people are texting and they don't know who won.
Alan came last, by the way.
He's a loser.
So all you need to know is Alan is officially a loser.
He was beaten by Parf Daddy, who's old enough to be his dad.
And he also fell over. Alan fell over on the finishing line.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was he sort of leaning forward?
Did you not see?
No. I should have done really his commentator.
He took a leap to try and beat Andy on the line.
I must have missed that.
He tumbled over, went A over T and fell over. Seriously, I've seen noses run quicker than Alan.
Oh, he did all right.
Rubbish.
He lost.
He let us down. How embarrassing is that? Got beaten by the boss, Andy Parfitt, Nimone and Spoonie. For those of you who didn't hear, Spoonie won. Nimone came second. which as Alan quite rightly pointed out, with Spoonie's massive ego, we'll never... We won't hear the end of this for like another 12 months.
Hi, Spoonie, I'm faster than anyone else. I'll be out with some pears. Come on, Liverpool.
You see, I feel quite bad, though, because Nemone coming second, I think, is partially my fault. Because I developed a new starting technique.
Right.
Where I thought I'd say on the megaphone, ready, steady, go.
Right.
But there was also somebody else at the start line with a hooter. And what we hadn't done is fully coordinated our start procedure by way of a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
So when I said, ready, steady, go, Spoonie went. Nemone, however, was waiting for the buzzer.
Yeah.
Thus putting her at a 3 to 4 second disadvantage.
He also didn't have a whistle.
Okay. On my first whistle. Ready. Steady. Go.
Count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Where's the whistle?
Before you get too heated and turn down.
It's just a saying.
Chappas is still waiting. He's still on the blocks. He's in the steady position. He's going, where's the whistle?
And there's my man saying, think before you go. Through that door it could lead you no.
Kylie Minogue, she's a brand new singer from Mayo, County Mayo, and that's Red Blooded Woman. This is her new single. I think that could be a big hit.
Mm. Text comes in, it says, Outcast aren't Irish, says Sarah in North Yorkshire.
Sarah, you're wrong.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Every artist we play today is Irish.
Mm.
This is St. Paddy's Day, stupid. Got the programme. Got another great Irish joke?
Yep.
Honestly, you've got to really...
So, hang on. So
stop yourself from laughing all morning.
The name of the game here is not to laugh.
Don't laugh, Rick.
Right. Don't laugh.
Paddy says to Mick...
Yep.
You know, Mick, for a whole year, I couldn't walk. Jesus, said Paddy. That's terrible. How come? I wasn't old enough, said Mick. See, he wasn't old, he was like a toddler.
Well,
like,
a pre-toddler, because toddlers toddle,
well,
don't they?
Well, he couldn't even do that. He couldn't walk for you, because he was a baby, you see. That's the joke. It's 20 past seven. What's wrong with you? What are you turning your face up for?
My headphones are playing up, but don't worry, I don't want it to, you know, put us off the show or anything.
There's more Irish music here for you. This is one, the woman at the Cores.
Is it?
Yeah, the drummer. Right, it's time for this morning's Buzz Off track.
Caroline.
What?
Caroline.
Geraldine?
I'm just trying to think of her name. I think it's Caroline, isn't it?
I thought it was Sharon.
No, Sharon plays the violin.
Right.
I thought that was Jim Corsing.
No.
No.
That was stupid me.
No. Unless you'd had a hefty kick in the nuts. Hello, Jim Cor here! Get off me nuts! Anyway, right, Buzz Off, 8999. I haven't had a chance to chop the intro, so you're going to sit through the intro of the song, I'm afraid. It's the album version, right?
Okay.
But it will kick in. When you've had enough of the fun and CD, text Buzz Off to 8999. From my home CD collection, here's this morning's track. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the sum total of my ancestors. I carry their DNA. We are representatives of a long line of people. And we cut them around everywhere. This long line of people that goes back to the beginning of time. And when we meet, they meet other lines of people. They say, bring together the lines of men.
Any idea?
Yep.
Alan?
No.
Okay. I love this record. This record is so good.
That stereo's weird, isn't it?
These are Irish, but now live in Wales.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a collaboration between many Irish people who all live in Wales.
It's a Celtic song.
It's a Celtic collaboration, yeah. I think you could say.
You ready, Alan?
Yeah.
Dear Alad?
I know the song, but not the singer.
It's one giant leap from their brilliant album. This is Maxi Jazz and Robbie Williams, My Culture.
When I look back over the years at the things that brought tears to my eyes, Papa said we have to be wise to live long lives. Now I recognize what my father said before he dies. Vocalize things I've left unsaid. Left my spirit unfed for too long. I'm coming home to my family where I can be strong. Be who I plan to be. Within me, my ancestry giving me continuity. Would it be remiss to continue in this way? Would you rather I quit? Come with that other shit, making people hit this way. Lip service I pay, but I'm nervous. I pray for all the mothers who get no sleep. Like a lifeline, I write lines, cause my compassion is deep. For the people who fashion me, my soul to keep. And this is who I happen to be. And if I don't see that I'm strong, then I won't be. This is what my daddy told me. I wished he would hold me a little more than he did. But he taught me my culture and how to live positive. I never wanna shame the blood in my veins. I bring pain to my sweet grandfather's face. In his resting place, I make haste to learn and not waste everything my forefathers earned in tears for my culture. Remember me, I'm the man you thought I'd never be. I'm the boy who you reduced to tears. Dad, I've been lonely for 27 years. Yeah, that's right, my name's Bob. I'm the one who landed the pop star's job. I'm the one who you told Luke, don't touch. I'm the kid who wouldn't amount to much. I believe in the sense inside of sound. I have always been too loud. Won't you help me drown it out? What I feel, what I'm feeling is surreal. I'm a mess of spinning wheels, always digging in my heels. Now I got the faith.
Irish accents.
You're on your feet again. Your feet again. Lace up your boots and go back to the roots. Speaking to my ghetto youth, freaking for loot. And I see
it's
your future brings now. And your forefathers for the know-how. And now into the world without hatred. Use your head. If the needle is wise, beat the threat. And with ancestral wisdom, yours by best. Spreading the Lord's word over this broad earth. This is what my daddy told me. I wish he'd hold me a little more than he did. But he taught me my culture and how to live positive. I never wanna shame the blood in my veins and bring pain to my sweet grandfather's face. In his resting place, I make haste to learn and not waste everything my forefathers earned in tears for my culture.
Listeners have buzzed, kind of. They're enjoying it too much.
Rachel Buzz.
Who sings this, Rachel?
Paddy Jazz.
Paddy Jazz and...
Murphy Williams.
Murphy Williams.
They're Irish.
Yeah.
One great Irish leap.
What's that?
One great Irish leap.
You say that in Irish voice?
Dave Buzz.
No.
Not the song, you, Rachel.
That's everyone.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, sorry.
Nice to hear that. But not as good, I didn't think, as track five. I think it's track five.
Braided Hair, Braided Hair, Speech, and Ed Sheeran.
Braided
Hair, Braided Hair. Go and buy the album, it's really good. Just go to the local record shop and ask for the One Giant Leap album. Fantastic. Really good stuff. Right, what record do you want next? Do you want Joss Stone or do you want Travis?
Who's Irish?
Both of them.
Okay.
Joss Stone.
Joss Stone.
Allard? Joss Stone or Travis?
Joss Stone.
Joss Stone, all right. Would you like another Irish joke? The game today is try not to laugh, all right?
Mm-hmm. Finding it hard.
How do you recognise an Irish man on an oil rig?
I don't know.
He's the one throwing bread to the helicopters. You see, he thinks they're birds. He thinks they're birds, you see.
Yeah, but you only throw bread at ducks, so do
ducks,
you?
Ducks are birds. I've got wings. Quack, 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 so. Bread. Dominic tell everybody listening to the show what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a big Irish hat.
That looks like a pint of traditional Irish drink.
Stout.
What?
Stout.
I am quite stout. Are you going to keep it on during the news?
Probably not.
How will you get your headphones?
One road travel, I might whip it out.
Well, there you go. Calm down, Alan. Just Stone, she's from Tipperary, and that's Fell in Love with a Boy on Radio 1.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Great song from Oak and Fold coming up in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:30.
And the main news this morning. Police in Glasgow are you'll know by lunchtime if the government wants to take more out of your pay packet in tax. Yes. Chancellor Gordon Brown's unveiling his plans for spending in the budget.
Right.
Here's Newsbeat's political reporter, Robin Brandt.
Well, the chances are you'll have to pay more for your cigarettes or petrol by tomorrow, but don't expect any big changes when it comes to income tax. The economy is looking up, and I think Gordon Brown can put off any big change there for at least another year. The Chancellor does like headlining ideas, though, and the tip is watch out for a massive home-building plan to try and tackle rocketing prices.
I'd like to call for Robin Brent's resignation.
Why is that?
Because that was a waste of everybody's time, that report.
Why?
Look, when you get to a certain age, you may care about building stuff, right?
Yeah.
And money and whatever. How much is beer going to be? That's all I want. The budget for me, he just turns to him and he goes... We're not putting up beer. That'll do me.
He said that right at the beginning, listen.
Well, the chances are you'll have to pay more for your cigarettes or petrol by tomorrow.
Right, unless... I don't know what you drink when you go out to the
club. Well, and...
I don't drink much petrol these days. It doesn't mix well with a cigarette.
The chances are cigarettes are going to go up. Beer probably won't go up, or it'll go up by a tiny little bit, and petrol probably will stay the same.
It's a disgrace. I think there should be a pound off everything.
Even things that cost less than a pound.
Shut up, that's just true.
Other news this morning, an advert for an Italian watch has been banned because of complaints it glamorises guns. The James Bond-style ad for the watch company Breil showed a woman holding a silver handgun.
Pound off everything.
Levi jeans are going to be sold in supermarkets just...
Pound off jeans!
2 years after the company took legal action to stop superstores selling them. The clothing firm has struck a new deal now with Tesco's and Asda. Ed Watson is from Levi's.
Well, the chances are you'll have to pay...
That's Robin Brandt. Here's Ed Watson.
The reason why we can get them at such great prices is the actual volume that we can actually buy, and we then pass on the savings to our customers.
A pound off everything.
Millwall have reached the...
It's now 7:34.
Would you like to go for another great Irish joke to celebrate St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, I will.
Black pudding music. Well, there you go.
That's good.
That's what my mum calls it.
That's not the joke.
We're going to a pub... And they have a traditional Irish band on. And Mum goes, oh, she's a load of black pudding music. She calls it.
Is that the term?
I don't know. That's what she calls it. It's Irish music. Or as my friend Paul in Leeds calls it, diddle-eye music. It's all diddly-die, diddly-die, diddly-die. There you go.
Have you got your joke?
What? Yes, I've got my joke. You're not allowed to laugh, though. All right?
Mm-hmm. Give it a go.
Do you want me to do it in the accent? Do you know, I've been accused of having the worst Irish accent ever.
You haven't done it yet this morning, have you?
I've done it all morning.
What accent was... That wasn't Irish, was it?
Paddy and Seamus landed themselves a job at the local sawmill.
That's what I mean, that's not Irish.
Just before morning tea, Paddy yelled, Seamus, I've lost me finger. Have you now, says Seamus. And how did you do that? He said, well, I just touched this big spinging thing like this. I've lost another one. He did it again, you see. He did it again. He did it once, he did it again. Don't laugh. Oh, well, it's actually quite a sad
story.
It was
an industrial accident.
Yes, yeah, it's terrible. I don't know if they put a claim in. Don't laugh, though. Don't laugh. Do you want another one?
No. He'd have grounds for compensation.
He would, you know, you'd have a claim. Where there's blame, there's a claim.
Yeah,
there.
It's worth a try, probably. Don't make fun of it, do you?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Industrial accidents aren't funny.
Brady says, so have you figured out what to buy the missus for Christmas? Paddy says, I sure have. She decided for me. She said she wanted something with diamonds in it. I bought her a lovely pack of cards. You see, he bought her a pack of cards, you see, because they've got diamonds in it. The diamonds, you see. Come on! All the Irish people are falling out of their beds with laughter here. Come on! Laugh! Pack of cards. Diamond.
He's the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. Still, we're more.
7:37. Here's Starry Eye Surprise from Paul Oakenfold. All Irish artists this morning. Everybody who plays Irish. Coming next, Jamelia from Ireland.
Once again, I found myself with my friend.
Jamelia, she's Irish. We're playing nothing but Irish artists today because it's St. Paddy's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish people listening and all the English people listening, because all English people celebrate it. We never celebrate St. George's Day in England.
That's because it's rubbish.
Controversial.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Well, I'm not saying anything. It's a very controversial statement you just made on this, a lovely Irish day. Rachel, tick that 14 stereotype box that we have. Massive list today. And I'm getting lots of jokes provided by our friend.
Oh, Francis.
Yes.
Morning, Francis.
Morning, Francis. How are you? And hello to my cousin Yvonne.
Morning, Yvonne. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Have a happy day. Love from my mum as well.
Oh, and happy birthday to my cousin Fiona as well.
Hello, Fiona.
Can we say happy St. Patrick's Day to my flatmate, Siobhan?
Hello, Siobhan.
She's not Irish, is she? Siobhan?
Siobhan, yeah.
Just reading some of these jokes. I don't get that. I don't get that joke at all.
Can you show me?
I can't show
you. Joke?
No, because we'll... Don't worry about it. You're not allowed to laugh, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to laugh at the Irish jokes that we're doing today. They're all funny. You're not allowed to laugh. Right?
Yep.
Paddy bends down in the sawmill. As he comes back up... Why are you smirking already?
I'm not smirking. I'm holding it.
Paddy bends down in the sawmill. As he comes up, the blade slices his ear off. Seamus looks around and finds an ear on the floor and says, "Is this yours?" Paddy said, "No, mine had a pencil behind it." You see, that's
another.
He thought
it's an industrial accident.
It wasn't his because he didn't have a pencil, but the pencil would have fallen off. Brilliant. Right, so if you're listening to us, wherever you are in the world, and you're Irish, we would like you to send us an email. In the subject title, put the word Irish, and we want to know your name, where you're from, and where you are. Right. Because we want to play Irish people around the world.
Do we not need their phone number?
Very good point. Mm. We also need your phone number.
You
what, Rachel?
Well.
You can't text.
Can't text if you're out of the UK.
Okay.
You big nana.
Kidderminster donkey. Eeyore. Right, anyway.
Don't laugh.
That was funny.
The object is not to laugh today. Sorry.
So email us chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk and hopefully we'll get loads of text messages and emails. Moyles and moyles of them. You see what I did there? You got a lot to laugh. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Put in the subject title Irish.
Nothing else, just Irish.
Just
by
Irish,
the way.
So we can see it easily. Put your name, where you're from, and more importantly, where you are, and your phone number. And we'll play a game with all yous later. Now, Rachel has got to ask a question for all those people who can text in the UK and Ireland. Rachel?
I'm not joining in.
You've knocked her now.
So you don't want to do the text messages. You want to deprive the listeners then?
No, I do want to do the text messages.
Well, then tell everybody.
No, you tell them.
No, go on. You were pointing at the text messages, getting all irate.
People could text in as well.
Yeah.
If they're around the country and they're Irish.
But hasn't got an Irish accent.
That's right.
I thought we were Broadchurch. I thought we welcomed all.
Well, we can do. There's three games that we can play today. Hello, I'm Irish.
Yep.
Right. Or...
Irish,
I'm
hello.
Irish, but I don't sound Irish.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These are all working titles, by the way. Or, I'm Irish, but I don't live in Ireland anymore. So where am I?
Why don't we fuse the three together and just do a general Irish-themed correspondence feature?
Well, hang on. We could do. That's what's kind of what we're doing.
Hmm.
But on the emails, you need to give us your number, because otherwise we can't phone you back.
That's the secret of telephoning.
And you also need to tell us where you are, otherwise the feature falls flat on its bottom. Do you want any more jokes, by the way?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Will Young's from the Live Lounge of the Day. His brand new single, Your Game, is out this week. Will Young, as everybody knows, by the way, is from...
Donegal.
Donegal, that's right, he's from Donegal. And this is his new single, Your Game.
Wasting my time, my time, my time, my time. I see you floating, it constantly, you're making me feel like you and I could be real. Hey, but then you're flipping the game, you walk away, you turn your back, baby, stop treading on me, baby, 'cause I'm mystified, yeah, you know I try, baby, just can't get through to you, you tell me,
what you gonna do,
I don't know,
what you gonna say,
I ain't sure,
always the same,
all the time, it's fading. Pretty soon I'll be gone. Yeah. Let's rectify it. You can't deny it. Yeah. The way that you feel for me, you tell me now.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna say?
What you gonna say?
Always the same.
All the time.
Every
play.
In the Live Lounge from the other day with Joe Wider, that's Your Game, and it's out this week in the shops for you to buy.
It's a good record.
Yeah. Because it's St. Patrick's Day, we've been sent lots of items for us to mention on the air. Which, the genius, by the way, we've just been sent some sausages. Great, we all thought. But we've got to cook them. Now, I don't know what your knowledge of professional radio studios are like, but we don't really have a grill here in the studio, surprisingly.
Mm.
so we can't eat them. But I have been sent a harmonica with a booklet saying, learn to play harmonica in time for St. Patrick's Day. This arrived this morning.
I was looking at this booklet before and it looks very complicated.
Well, not really.
Do you not think? Because no. It gives you number codes as to what the notes are. But are you... I can do the blowing and sucking thing, that's easy, but it's the numbers, the notes.
What? That was when the Saints go marching in, kind of. Wasn't too bad.
Were you reading that off the notes there?
No, look. Don't look at the booklet.
Don't learn how to do it properly.
Thank you very much. So that's what it shows you how to... Shall I do the one for you?
Yeah.
And that was the traditional Irish song that I just played. Thank you very much. This is now Dave. He's rubbish.
Very jacket.
That's uncanny, Dave. See, Dominic, he had a pencil behind his ear.
Ah.
So when he saw it on the floor, no pencil, couldn't have been his ear.
Ah.
That's Ultra Beat from Kerry and Pretty Green Eyes. What do you want to play? Do you want to play Hello, I'm Irish? Do you want to play Hello, I'm Irish, but not living in the UK? Or do you want to play Hello, I'm Irish, living in the UK?
Hello, I'm Irish.
Hello, I'm Irish.
Everybody can play.
Right, so this is then if you text us your number. So you're living in the UK somewhere. You have to answer your phone with Hello, I'm Irish, right? So answer your phone with Hello, I'm Irish, and we'll give you a nice St. Paddy's Day good morning. Alright, here we go. Answer the phone with... Oh, hey, what's that all about? What was that?
Nothing.
Was that you on the harmonica?
Yes.
Leave it. Right, answer the phone with Hello, I'm Irish.
My harmonica again.
You're not Irish, am I ringing you?
Why are you ringing me?
Here we go. Hello, I'm Irish.
Hello, I'm Rubbish.
Hey! Sound like she said hello, I'm Rubbish. Who are you?
Oh, my God.
Hello, what's your name?
Amanda Sweeney.
Hello there, Amanda.
Hi.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks
to you.
Much.
Whereabouts are you, Amanda?
In Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, where are you from?
County Kildare.
County Kildare?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Lovely part. So you were born in Kildare?
Dublin.
You were born in Dublin?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And how long have you lived over here for?
About 26 years.
26 years. How old are you?
26.
26, lovely. So have you got fond memories of Kildare?
I've been back there a few times. It's quite nice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Right, bye then!
Bye!
There you go. The most excited she was in that phone call was right at the end when she went, bye! God bless her.
Kildare.
Lovely. So there you go. Anyway, what?
Nothing.
She wasn't American, Dave. Kildare. Hi, I'm from County Kildare. But that's what you get when you go to America. Everybody's Irish.
Well, I know, because America's based on the Irish immigrants, you see.
Hey, you Irish? Well, my mum's from Dublin and my dad's from... my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- and so on and so on. Right, later on, we have audio and actuality from yesterday's big Radio 1 race. And more Hello, I'm Irish. Britney O'Spears coming up. And Eamon. Right, those two records after we get some news and some support from Dominic and Juliet. It's 8 o'clock.
A 15-year-old is abducted and murdered in Glasgow. Radio 1 Newsbeat is now exactly 4 minutes past eight.
Would you like another hilarious Irish joke from the internet that I got?
Yes, please.
Two old drunks are on their way home from the pub. and they stumbled upon a country road in the darkness. Seamus, I think we stumbled into a graveyard. Look, I can see a stone here that says a man lived to 105. 105! Blimey, what was his name? Miles from Dublin. You see, what they it wasn't a graveyard. Because it was dark, right, they saw, like, how many miles it was to right. Dublin.
His name wasn't Miles.
No, it wasn't. Unless it was a coincidence and he really was 105.
Was his surname...
I bet there's somebody called Miles who was from Dublin.
Yeah.
I'm getting the feeling that these Irish jokes are not working. I'm going to read some out and you just tell me.
I think they're more informative than anything else. Mm.
How do you tell an Irish pirate? He's the one with patches over both eyes.
He might have an eye condition.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
might be light sensitive.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Shall I hold myself at this point?
Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun?
Don't know.
You're always a little short.
That's sizist.
It is, yeah.
It's not nice on small people.
An Irishman living in Devon goes for a job on a construction site. The foreman says, can you brew tea? The Irishman says, yes. He said, good. Can you drive a forklift truck? The fella says, how big is a bloody teapot? Come on!
Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
How big is your teapot?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
How do you sink an Irish submarine? Knock on the hatch. There's loads of these, Dominic. You can have any one of them, Dom.
I'll have all of them again.
Okay. 6 minutes past eight for Radio 1. Morning.
But can't you see I'm calling?
Oh, oh, ah, ah. Yeah, sing it, Dave. Oh, oh, ah, ah. Sing it, Dave.
Oh, oh, ah, ah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Eamon. Irish name, of course.
Yeah, Eamon, yeah. You know where he's from? Ireland.
Is he?
Yes. All the artists are Irish. Britney O'Spears. She's from,
Clare.
That's so bizarre. County I was going Clare. About to say County Clare. Mm. That's bizarre.
From County Clare.
We both know where Britney's from.
Absolutely.
Well, that's not bizarre. Everyone knows where she's from. Moving on. It's time to play a game. We have a caller on the line. We don't know where they're from.
It would have been better if we didn't know their name. I mean, for the purposes of the jingle.
From? Oh, OK.
OK.
We have a caller on line one. We don't know where they're from.
We've got a caller. We still don't know where they're from.
Right, OK. Line one, Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Chris.
Happy St. Patrick's Irish. Day. Happy... Oh, bless you. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
So, happy St. Paddy's Day to you.
So you are... Irish, but you don't live in Ireland.
No.
And we have to guess where you are.
Okay.
Do you like this game, Dave?
I love this game, yes.
Right. Whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
I'm from Lorne, just outside Belfast.
Right, okay. Northern Ireland.
That's where Fergie's from.
That's right, that's where Fergie's from.
Okay, right. How long have you been where you live now?
I've been here 6 months.
6 months. Hmm. What do you do?
I'm a student.
Mm. Are you in America?
No.
Rubbish.
Are you in Canada?
No.
Are you in Australia?
No.
Oh, rubbish. We could be here all day.
Are you in South Africa?
No.
Are you in Germany?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Hooray! So you are in Germany?
I'm in Germany, yeah.
What the hell possessed you to go and study over in that miserable land?
I have no idea.
Gosh, what's wrong with you?
Are you in Dusseldorf?
No, I'm just outside Munich.
Right. Ah. Okay, well, are you enjoying it out there?
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
Okay. Good to listen to you every morning.
God bless you. Was you listening on the radio or the satellite or something?
No, I've got it through the internet.
online.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, Suzanne. Have a good day.
Okay, and you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it's time for line two, which is Niall. Hello, Niall.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm grand. I'm very good. It's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can hear you. Can you
no,
hear
I'm
me?
I'm talking to my friend because he's listening to the radio.
You're on the radio. If I can hear you, Dippy, then you're coming out of the radio.
Yeah, but I'm not on the radio. I'm on the phone, aren't I?
Yeah. There you go. He's got to be Irish.
Ah, and there was a clue in the background because a fella said, yeah.
Right, okay. So, Niall, what do you do?
I'm a receptionist.
A receptionist in an office? Or
in a hotel.
In a hotel.
You're from Barcelona. You're not allowed to tell them where we're from.
Right, are you in Barcelona?
Well, there you go. Now we're the world's shortest competition. Fuck that. You're allowed to tell them where we're from. Hello?
Niall.
No, I'm Jose.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Not too bad, what about you?
I'm very well. Have you ever watched Fawlty Towers?
What?
Doesn't matter. Can I speak to Niall, please?
Yeah, just a second. Niall.
God bless you.
He's asking for you.
Yeah, I am. Niall?
Hi.
Niall, does he work in the kitchens by any chance?
No, he works in the reception with me, but I think we're going to sack him.
So you're in Barcelona?
Yeah.
Very nice. How long have you been out there for, man?
About a year and a half.
Very nice.
I can't believe I'm talking to Chris Moyles. This is just like too cool to be true.
I can't believe how stupid Manuel was in the background just there.
Well, there you go.
What's the hotel you're working at?
Hotel Axel. You got to come and stay.
Axel, as in Rose?
Yeah.
Alright, and what star are you?
We are 3 stars.
Three?
Yeah.
Just look like you're gonna see me then, look.
You got a pool?
Yeah.
Have you got...
Check us out on the website, we're the coolest hotel in Spain at the moment.
Have you got tea and coffee making facilities in the room?
No. That's last season.
Is it? Okay, right.
That's last season.
Does each room have its own toilet?
Yes, it does.
Wow!
Have you got a Corby trouser press in the cupboard?
No, I'm afraid that's a bit last season also.
Dave, you're so last season. Niall, love you talking to you. Have a great day today.
Okay, you too.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There you go. Well, it didn't work exactly how we're planning on it working, but still, I thought it was a rousing success. Dave?
Me too, yes.
Good. All right, then. Lovely. Happy St. Paddy's Day, wherever you are in the world. It's 8:17 in the morning.
All I know is everything.
Nelly Furtado. Singing is called Try. Tell him we are in Barcelona.
You're not supposed to tell him. You dozy.
You fella. Don't tell him. The whole game.
Hello?
The whole hold on a second. The whole game. Manuel. Slap you around the back of the head. Hello?
Oh, dear. That was funny.
We've been sent some lovely big breakfasts from a... Well, how do I name these? Right, a well-known chain of Irish bars. If you were Irish and you were standing up, right, you might be O'Standings. If you were sitting down, you might be O'Sittings.
O'Neills.
Dave, the whole point of that link was to not mention who they were.
Right.
Right? If you were kneeling down, you'd be...
O'Neill.
Don't say it again!
I said O'Neilling.
Okay, O'Neilling. Anyway, other Irish bars are available, and other bars, indeed, from all over the world.
Thank you very much.
So we've been sent this Irish breakfast. Alan, what are you currently tugging into?
Egg and beans.
Nice.
It's really nice, actually.
Oh, yes. Egg and beans.
That's what Ireland was made on.
Rachel, by the way, how much are you enjoying this link? We have loads of greasy food in the studio. Isn't it your Weight Watchers weigh-in today? You've been very good.
Yes.
You've been very good. You haven't touched any of it, have you?
No, only one sausage.
But apart from that. Anyway, Alan turns around and tells us he's never tried black pudding.
Because?
Go on.
Because my mum told me that it was made from pig's blood.
Ah, poppycock.
So, I did some research.
Like an old wives' tale.
I can't trust you.
Right.
I don't know if you're winding me up.
It's a worldwide old wives' tale.
It says, black pudding, one of the great creations of civilised society, is essentially congealed pig's blood in a length of intestine.
No.
So you want me to eat some of this pig's blood? In intestine. I've kind of gone off it a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the weird thing is, I love black pudding. I think it tastes really nice. And if you think I'm setting you up, I'll eat it.
Who thought of that, though? Who thought, I'll eat a bit of pig's blood in intestine.
Yeah, you never know. It might taste nice.
Yeah.
Pig farmers, probably.
You really want me to do this, don't you?
Yeah, I think you should. Honestly, you've never tried black pudding before.
No.
So you've never had white pudding?
My mum told me before I even tucked in at the age of five or whatever. What's white pudding?
It doesn't matter.
Whose blood is that?
Cows blood.
Swans.
I hear Rachel's voice.
Swans. Oh, Dave.
That's
right,
okay,
worse.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan will try black pudding.
I feel like pneumonia.
Do you?
Well, whatever floats your boat. Before you try it, by the way,
yeah.
Okay, don't have it with a chip.
That was to make it taste better.
Don't get it tomorrow.
Okay. Get a beans.
Okay, I reckon you're going to like this. As long as you've got an open mind, I think you'll like it. It
That's
doesn't
my problem.
Taste bizarre, it doesn't taste horrible.
No, I know
just
what
taste
it is. It's going to be hard
open
to like
open mind
it.
And an open mouth. I'll
Forget that. Well, have you ever tasted pig's blood?
No.
Then how will you know what it tastes like?
Good
it
argument.
It might taste of chicken. Now, so...
Most things do.
Oh.
Right, ready? Here we go. Alan is now going to eat black pudding live on the air. Go.
I'll try and give you sound effects, go, but go, I can't go, promise go. It. Oh, gosh, crunchy. That is quite nice.
Yeah!
Right, I still can't eat more because it's pig's blood.
No, eat more.
No.
Eat more because it's softer in the middle. It's only crunchy on the outside. It's not really...
You have some.
I'll eat loads.
Go on. I got two.
I'm not eating any.
Oh, God, it's minging.
Well, it's not minging. Look, here we go. A nice... You get a proper lump. That's what you need.
Good God.
Like myself.
You
okay?
are, aren't you? Oh, my God.
I love black pudding.
It's great. It's a mouthful.
Now, eat that bit.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It's like a jungle challenge, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels
I'd rather
like
eat
it, yeah.
that than cabbage any day.
There we go. A bit more.
Alan, that's a chip. Alan.
Shh, that's what you
do. Who else for black pudding? Rachel?
No, too many points.
Dave?
Too many points.
It doesn't have points.
Have you ever had black pudding, Dave?
Have I? Yes.
Yeah. And?
Don't like it.
Right. Dave next on the black pudding challenge. Off you go, Dave.
I've got a fresh one here.
Yeah, give him a nice mouthful, Alan.
Practically warm.
No.
Alan, Dave, come on.
No.
Dave, put it... Dave.
What?
Suck on my black pudding. Pop it in your mouth and eat it.
What's that?
Famous song sang. Come on, the link's going now.
No, I don't care what the link's doing, I'm not eating it.
What's this got to do with Irish? Is it an Irish delicacy?
Black pudding? Traditionally Irish, yeah. For an Irish breakfast.
Well, you've got to eat it then, otherwise you're insulting a whole nation.
I'm not eating it.
Yeah. All the people of Ireland, after three, boo Dave. One, two, three.
This is Radio 1.
This life is more than just a read-through.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeats.
Hello, I'm Rachel here, and this is my husband from the band Red Hot Chili Peppers.
God damn.
It's your fella, isn't it, Rach?
Aye.
There you go. You just eyeing up those breakfasts, Rachel, what do you fancy? Do you fancy any more? Because you just had some, didn't you? During the last record, Rachel, on her Weight Watchers weigh-in Wednesday, had some of the fattening, greasy breakfast. Rachel, how do you feel?
There you go, lovely. For about 2 minutes.
Coming up then, we'll play The Darkness and we'll play Kelly Rowland. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news, police in Glasgow have started a murder investigation after this.
One road travel.
It's an A road, the A92 in Dundee. Tay Road Bridge is closed to all high-sided vehicles and that's because of strong wind. So if you're a lorry driver or a driver of another type of large vehicle, then don't drive on it.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And the time now is 8:34.
It's the ad-lib today, aren't you?
Sorry.
Why don't you just say drivers of large vehicles? Because that would encompass lorries, wouldn't it?
It would, but I'd already said high-sided vehicles. You don't want to repeat the word vehicles, because it confuses the information that we're giving out.
Huh?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What?
It's one-road travel.
I'm just looking to
It is
find...
what it is.
Will you stop interrupting?
Sorry, go on, you carry on.
I'm trying...
Sorry about that.
Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find some more great traditional Irish theme tunes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you
say? Ballykiss Angel, have you got that?
No, I don't have that. I'm going to play something even better. Because it's St. Paddy's Day today. You want traditional Irish television theme tunes. All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Wakey, wakey, everybody. It's St. Patrick's Day. Mallet.
So on your mark, say yes and go.
Eat bonk.
It's squatulating us. Today is what you've got to do.
What?
Forget the puns, put down your toes, see what we've got for you.
Oh,
wacky day. What's that? Wait and see. Who's on? Find out. Stay tuned. Okay, let's go.
Woo! Come on. Do you remember wacky day? Timmy O'Mallet and all that?
I used to love it. I used to absolutely love it.
Fantastic.
Here we go. Oh, hilarious.
And that bit at the end sounds like the Chips theme tune. And just me, perhaps.
You really are a very sad man.
When Chris Marles is on the air, he plays more music than you think. From Outkast through to Busted and Britney through to Blink. The Black Eyed Peas are awesome, they're always on his decks. 50 Cent is on soon and the Doctors are up next.
8:36.
The Chris Marles Show, National Radio 1.
Could she have been? She could have been a movie star. Yes. Never got the chance. Sing it, Alan. Sing it, Alan. Sing it. Sing it. Thighs like a trucker.
Not true.
So I saw her at the One Big Sunday. Seriously, her thighs. She didn't have any dancers. Her thighs.
Oh, her. That's right. They meant me.
No.
Oh, it's just all me.
Wait, I know what's coming next, and you normally talk about my bum and legs.
You're like an opera singer warming up. Me.
No, it's not.
Kelly Rowland and Stole. Darkness before that with Love Is Only a Feeling. It's 8:44.
Yesterday was the great Radio 1 race. The biggest battle ever seen. Two DJs, one tea maker, and the boss. Who was the fastest? Who was a loser?
Well, I'll answer that now. Alan. Alan was the loser.
I wasn't a loser.
Terribly embarrassing for him.
I wasn't a loser.
Yeah, you were a loser.
Two people dropped out of the competition. The pressure was so much.
Loser.
I came fourth.
Out of four?
No, the other two were...
Not running.
Too chicken to run.
They
so
went there.
4 out of 6. I could have dropped out too, but I chose to
Sorry
go
to break
for
into
it.
The nation, but Alad was rubbish.
I wasn't rubbish. That's not true. I came fourth.
Alad, you were a successful in that race as a one-legged man in a bum-kicking competition.
No, look, I could have been third. If I was 0.4 seconds faster, I'd have been third.
Yes, but you weren't. You were last. Put it this way, how embarrassing for you. The winner's podium had 3 spaces on and not one for 4th place, which is what you were last.
I did complain about that, but Anna said she thought there would be 6 people, in which case 3 was all right. If she knew there's only 4, she would have put a little 4th place on the side.
And for those of you who missed it yesterday, here are the on-air and off-air highlights for the great Radio 1 race.
We're in a racing stadium not far from Radio 1 Studios in South London. But I'm petrified. I'm stood here on the running track and it's a lot bigger than it looks on TV. And 200 metres sounded like a good idea compared to 400, but I've just walked it and it's really far.
Tell me, what's your biggest fear?
That I've got to wear the green outfit that Joe Wiley's given me. OK, I'm now with Andy Parfit, station controller of Radio 1, also known as Parf Daddy. Sounding good.
Oh, this is terrible to start off with excuses, Alan, but I've got my daughter's given me one of those sort of school colds, which came on last night. I think I'm double the age of the other runners, so I'm hoping for a bit of a easy start. Listen, you've got to understand that I'm the controller of the radio station, and as I said to people, I'm all for teamwork and all that sort of stuff, but actually it would be inappropriate for anybody to beat me.
Great, thanks for making it clear.
Apart from the moan, and I understand, you know, she's training for the Olympics, and she's over there doing some absurd stretching.
I don't think I'll get into that position, I'll try.
Yeah, I've been having anxiety dreams about this. Waking up going, what am I doing? No, I'll be fine. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, my biggest thing is not to get injured today because obviously there is a bit of a bigger picture with me training and trying to get fast for the summer season. So I've got to kind of play it safe. But yeah, you know, I'll give it my best shot.
Well, I have my dirty tactics ready. The lime green outfit is there to dazzle you so you won't see the end line. So all I'll say is watch out to Nimone.
Bring it on, Alad. Bring it on.
OK, on my first whistle. Ready. Steady. Go!
Right, they're off.
Okay, and Allard has taken an early lead in his green top, although coming up on the inside, it's DJ Spoonie wearing all red. DJ Spoonie is marching on ahead, but Namone looks like she's coming up on the inside. It's DJ Spoonie, then it's Namone, then it's Allard, and bringing up the rear is Parf Daddy, all in tangerine. DJ Spoonie is coming up, and he's not going to get caught by Namone. It's DJ Spoonie across the line, and the winner of the first Radio 1 race is DJ Spoonie. Namone is second, and it's a tie for third. Oh, Parf Daddy's got third with Allard last.
Oh.
Incredibly exciting, Joe, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Wow.
Spoonie, do you feel you maybe should have worn tighter pants?
What time's my car coming, Anna?
Sorry, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Last place.
Beaten by Andy Parfitt, who's old enough to be your dad.
He's a marathon runner. He trains every day.
The guy's pushing 60.
Hmm.
43.
Pushing 44. Yeah. Certainly.
Anyway, well done, Allard. You tried your best.
I did try.
Not a bad time, though, in the end. You know what his time was? 17 minutes 23.
Happiness. It's a lie. 30 seconds.
17 minutes 30 seconds.
My favourite bit was Dave starting the race with an invisible whistle.
Okay, on my first whistle. Ready. Steady. Go.
A52 in the morning. Hello, Wednesday morning from BBC Radio 1. Tonight, I'm having a massive St. Patrick's Day treat. I will be, I've moved my car later for tomorrow morning because I need my lie-in after tonight's drinking shenanigans. I'm going out to see the excellent Shane McGowan, legend that he is, being supported by Mark Radcliffe and the family Mahone.
Top gig.
And so I know Mark doesn't like to plug his own gigs. He likes to keep it quiet. So that's Shepherd's Bush Empire in Shepherd's Bush in London tonight for the Family Mahone with Mr. Mark Radcliffe. So should be a great show tomorrow for me and him.
The Family Mahone?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry, who you once introduced at a gig in the Crewe Limelight Club.
If Mark, if you're awake, if you're up, I am offering my services to come pay you this evening. I am available, just let me know, because I need to get a cheesy outfit, and it takes me a while to get over to Dominic's wardrobe.
It's the street music, signor.
I have to discuss that.
Now,
up. Well, this is the thing, because the vernacular changes so much, you never know. Do you remember in the olden days, when you were a kid, right, if you wanted to cheer for somebody in a positive way, you'd go, hey! Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to be negative, you'd go, boo. Then all of a sudden, boo became, hey! It's very confusing. There was a story a few years ago, which you may or may not have heard, where the Radio 1 station photograph, Mr. Tony Blair, the Prime Minister, turned up to say, well done to all of you for playing records and talking. And when they got introduced to the crowd, a few of the hip-hop fraternity at Radio 1 went, boo! And Tony Blair was quite upset because he thought he was being booed, until Andy Parfitt had to point out, that's actually a compliment. That's actually hooray.
It's one of those bad is good type of
things. Thank you for the boo from you. It was very nice. So anyway, this guy on this... Now, to me, it's hip-hop day. Hip-hop day. But this guy goes, hip-hop day. Do you know, now, what is that?
It's the street music, senor, on One Extra.
This weekend is hip-hop weekend on One Extra.
Hip there.
Over 50.
It is hip later.
Hip-hop, hip-hop.
Hip-hop! What's hip-hop? Hip-hop? Dropping your H's, son. Maybe it's from Leeds, maybe that's what it is.
Hip-hop.
Like my mate Alan, who eats Haribo sweets. Not Haribo, Haribo. Makes him very happy, Haribo.
My aunt had a hip-hop one.
8:55 in the morning.
Hello there.
Hello back.
The angel from my nightmare. The shadow in the background of the moor.
So So I'm out tonight to see Mark Radcliffe with his band. He hasn't called me yet to say if you'd like me to compare the gigs for him, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time before he gets on the phone. Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to get this harmonica in my back pocket. It's jabbing into my arm.
Okay.
I'm sitting on it, you see. You know this one.
TD Slim, Dave. How do you get to this morning's TD Slim from yesterday's Travis and Driftwood?
Driftwood can constitute a shipping hazard. Hazard was a 1992 hit from Richard Marx. Richard Marx shares the same surname as Karl Marx, who in turn shares the same Christian name as Carl Fogarty, who rides motorbikes. Motorbikes involve the wearing of leather. Leather comes from cows. Cows eat grass. Grass needs to be mowed. Mowed rhymes with toad, which is an animal that is closely related to a frog. Frog Princess was a 1996 hit for the Divine Comedy. Divine Comedy are led by Neil Hanlon.
Neil Hannon.
Why did I put Hanlon? That's mad.
Nothing of Ardlo Hanlon.
Neil Hannon shares the same Christian name as Neil Armstrong, who was the first man to walk on the moon. The moon is a large planet, a bit like the new one they found called Sedna. If you reverse the spelling of Sedna, you get Andes, which are a South American group of snowy mountains. Snowy mountains are ideal for skiing with the use of a ski lift. And ski lift sounds a bit like Ski Low, who recorded the wonderful track I Wish.
Shoehorn!
Which links us predictably to this morning's tedious link track. It is, of course, Ski Low and I Wish.
Right, if you're one of those people who sits in the car waiting to hear what it is to find out whether you're going to be on time for work or late, you're going to be late, because this record is a classic.
With the flavors, yeah. Dominic Byrne, where's his hair? It ain't there, Aussie everywhere. Yeah, yeah, get down with the hip hop. Yeah, come on baby, with your hip hop. Yeah, yeah.
Why ruin the end of that record, Dave?
St. Patrick's Day.
What? And which means what?
The playing of harmonicas.
Badly. Thank you. Ski Low, I Wish, from Dave's Tedious Link. Great record.
Ta.
Seamless link, Dave?
Well, except the bit where I put Hanlon instead of Hannon, because I just put a typo.
Wasn't there another major mistake in there?
Leather comes from cows. Correct. Yeah. Cows eat grass. Fact. Grass needs to be mowed. Fact. Mowed rhymes with toad. Fact.
Keep going.
Neil Hannon. The moon is a large planet, a bit like the one they've just found.
Oh! What? The moon is what?
A large planet.
The moon is a large planet. Well, about 2,500 people text in to disagree. The moon is a satellite.
It's not a satellite.
It's the only, I think you'll find it's the only natural satellite of the Earth.
It's not a satellite. Satellites are what you get your football on.
No, it's the only natural satellite of the Earth. The moon, everybody knows that. Due to its size and composition, the moon is sometimes classified as a terrestrial planet. However, technically, it is a satellite.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just nonsense.
Not satellite as in what you watch Sky Sports on. That's different. Oh, Rachel, here we go.
The moon is the second brightest in the sky after the sun.
Not talking about that, Rachel. Anyway, I've always been of the opinion that anything large and round in space is a planet. Rightly or wrongly.
Anything large in space is a planet.
Anything big and round in space, i.e. bigger than a space station or a shuttle
or something. So if you were on the moon,
yeah,
right, and launched a space hopper into the air, and it floated around, right, a year later, you would class that space hopper as a planet.
No, because it wouldn't be bigger than a space station.
Right.
It's got to be pretty big.
Anyway, people will agree with me. Set up a vote, Chris or Dave. Well, nobody text in yet, everybody wait. What we should do is we should have...
You can walk on the moon, can't you?
Judge Judy session. What?
You can walk on the moon.
Well,
and you can land on the moon, as Neil Armstrong proved back in 1969.
Right.
Therefore, I would have thought, perhaps, maybe, rightly or wrongly, it was a planet.
What, because you can walk on it? That means a pavement is a planet.
No, it doesn't.
A football pitch is a planet.
No, because they're not in space. I always thought, I mean, you know, I'm exposing myself, and not literally, but knowledgeably, as being, I thought the stuff you could walk on in space constituted a planet.
Okay, you have 30 seconds to explain and prove to the listeners that the moon is indeed a planet. Your 30 seconds start.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. On my first whistle. Ready. Steady. Go.
Has the clock started?
Yes.
All right. Earth is round and big in space, therefore is a planet. Pluto is big and round and in space, and is also a planet. Jupiter, also round and big and in space, is a planet. This new place that they found, Sedna, I presume is round as well as in space, is a planet. The moon is one of the most well-known big round
things. Time is up.
In space.
Time is up.
Therefore, planet.
Time is up. Now it's my turn, okay, you ready?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, anybody listening to this with any brains whatsoever will tell you that the moon is the only natural satellite of the Earth. Now, many people refer to it as a planet, though technically it is not a planet.
Technically?
Yes, it is fair to say that man has walked upon the moon, but it does not necessarily mean that the moon is a planet. And of course, if you're a Pink Floyd fan, they once had Dark Side of the Moon. So vote for me when the time comes. Thank you. Well, they're the arguments, Dave. Is the vote set up, Rach?
Yes.
Who is right, Chris or Dave? Text Dave to 81199 if you believe that the moon is a planet. Text Chris to 81199 if you believe, like me, that the moon is a satellite. 81199, put either Chris if you agree with Chris, or put Dave if you agree with Dave. 81199, get ready to text. Starting now. Dave or Chris, 81199.
Car park catchphrase.
Who cares? This is important, Rachel.
What's the number, Rachel?
08700 100 100.
That's
08700 100 100.
For what?
For car park catchphrase.
Which is coming when?
Soon.
On?
Radio.
One. Oh, God! Rachel! Sounded like one of the pre-built sweepers. Look for two. Text Chris or text Dave to 81199. Text Chris to 81199.
Text Dave, 81199.
I know you'll never believe this, but that was Dido. I know, completely different to what she normally does with that rock epic anthem there, which is called Don't Leave Home. And it's Dido. Isn't that nice?
It still has the Dido stamp on it, though,
doesn't
it?
Do you think?
Mm.
All right, okay.
I like it very much.
What do you fancy? Spy versus Spy, Scrap, Uptown, or Uptown, just one of three. These.
Spy versus Spy.
All right, then. Chicken, yeah, yeah, in the place to be, you and me, yeah, on the BBC, Radio 1, for the whole nation, causing devastation, yeah, come on everybody, oh! So got to do a record, haven't we?
One day.
We could be the new PJ and Duncan.
I think, but better.
Right, so far, Dave, 4,432 votes have been cast. Who is right? Is it Dave, who says the moon is a planet? Is it Chris, hello, who says the moon is a satellite? 61.59% of the votes for me, 38.41% of the votes for you.
Close, then.
What's your ass? Close, my ass.
It's close. 60-40-ish.
So, but I win.
Yeah, right? Well, at the moment,
so
you win.
So you agree with that?
Well,
if you needed any more evidence, Dave, on the phone is my very good friend. As it is St. Paddy's Day, we have got Paddy on the phone. Morning, Patrick.
Hello, very good morning. Very good morning. I understand that a discussion is raging very vigorously at this time.
Yes, Mr. Moore, it is. Dave said that the moon is a planet, and I say that the moon is a satellite. We'd like this clearing up, please.
Well, I think Dave has shown a very crude grasp of the science of the solar system, but I have to tell you that the moon is a satellite. The moon is a natural satellite. Let me explain to you technically what this means.
Right.
Anything that orbits the Earth is a satellite.
Right.
This can be a man-made satellite, such as a communication satellite, All the ones from which that Dave talked about, you watch Sky Sports on.
Right.
Those are the man-made satellites. Or you can have a natural satellite, which orbits the Earth, which is the Moon. Or Phobos and Deimos, which orbit Mars. Or Triton and Nereid, right, which orbit some of the outer planets. So the Moon is a satellite. But well done, Dave. Nevertheless, the heading of it is a go.
Can I ask you this, Patrick?
Yes?
Does something have to orbit the Earth to be a satellite?
Yes, it does, yes.
And second question, do planets not orbit anywhere then?
Well, planets do orbit stars.
But that's where I was getting mixed up.
Satellites orbit the planets. The Sun is a small star. Earth, Venus, Mars, and all the other planets orbit the Sun. But around the planets, moons, or satellites orbit them.
Right.
And that is the nature of the science of the solar system.
Sorry, I'm confused. Am I right?
Yes, indeed you are.
Lovely. How do you feel about the news story going on at the moment that they found a new planet?
Well, these stories do crop up from time to time. Many of these newly discovered planets could simply be asteroids or passing space debris. But because it's in such a wide planetary orbit, it's not surprising that this hasn't been discovered. Last time it probably passed this way for observation from the Earth was probably 600 years ago. So right. I'm not surprised that they've only seen it now. But it's very, very interesting. Who knows, if we're all around in another 600 years, there may have been a great many more planets discovered.
And my favourite bit of information about the sky, which you'll probably now tell me I'm wrong, St. Paddy, is the fact that when you're standing outside on a nice clear night and you look up into the sky,
yes,
and you see the twinkling stars,
yes,
those stars aren't there.
Certainly so. Many of the stars, the light that is reaching planet Earth now, began its journey when dinosaurs ruled the Earth, because the planets are so far away, the stars are so very, very far away, and the light that travels 186,000 miles a second takes many millions of years to reach the star where it came from to where we see it on Earth.
You didn't know that, did you, Dave?
That's not true.
That's very true.
Some of the stars you look at in the sky
were from dinosaurs.
Well, you look tonight at the stars in the sky, and one particular star that you may look at might not actually be there. If you travel there, still looking at it, eventually it would disappear because it doesn't exist anymore.
What about those stars that you buy on Tinternet? You know, the ones, I mean, anyone could do that. They might not even exist. They might be just dinosaur stars.
The stars would have been registered, but the names, all this name of star nonsense, it has no real scientific relevance at all.
I named a star once on the internet. I paid $100 to rename Britney Spears, and she's now called Ethel Cartwright.
Well, it's interesting indeed.
Yeah.
But whether that has any scientific value, we don't really know.
Well, thank you for coming on St. Paddy's Day. It's your day. What are you doing this evening?
I don't know. I'll probably sit in and watch the telly.
Do you know what you should watch tonight on ITV1? You should watch The Impressionable John Coulshaw, which is on at 10 o'clock just after Footballers' Wives.
Really?
Yeah, it's very
interesting.
It's very, very funny. He does you as well. He's done you before.
That's impossible.
No, he's done an impression of you. You've met him.
I see.
On a show before. But watch tonight. He's very, very funny.
Very well. I might just watch the news.
He does news as well.
Ah.
With Trevor McDonagh.
I see. Well, in that case, then I shall follow your recommendation. Thank you for being.
What did he say?
10 o'clock, ITV1.
There you
Impressionable
go.
John Coulshaw.
Yes. Thank you, St. Paddy.
Thank you very much, Christopher. And thank you, David.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Radio 1. Great record by the Rasmus. It's called In the Shadows. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, stirring his coffee, it's Greyhead Will Kinder. Hey! Wet the bed again, have you, Will? You're not meant to be until 10.
I'm always in this time. I should always come down.
Ah, because you're too intimidated by the vast array of talent on show here in Studio 3 and 4. And it shuts up on a daily basis.
That's right.
Right, lovely. You still play... You can't actually play anything on the harmonica.
I can.
Play a tune on the harmonica.
Too unlimited.
Not even the same tune, Dave. That's not right.
It was my own interpretation.
Okay, can you do this?
But the answer is no, then.
Close to it, though.
Close to it, my backside. Are you gone? I said that wrong. That came out.
Not right. Close to my backside. It would not be a nice place to be.
9:27, this is the Twisters record, Slow Jabs. Dominic, you're an idiot.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Twister and Slow Jams, which comes out, Dave?
Soon.
A week Monday.
Week Monday.
Brilliant. And do you think that's going to ride high in the Populated Parade?
Ride high.
He was the fastest rapper in the world, Twister.
Yes.
Before he became a popular KFC dish.
He should do horse racing commentary, shouldn't he? With a voice like that.
Brilliant. Coming up, Car Park Catchphrase. We'll play True Thirds, we'll play Sugar Babes. First of all, let's get some news and support from Dominic and Juliet at 9:30.
A murder investigation has started.
Hang on, sorry. That's not me.
Okay, that's not working. Can you hear me?
I can hear you as if you're in the other room.
How's that?
That's a lot better. Do you understand that again?
Yeah, go on.
All right, okay, right.
And here's the news. A murder investigation started after a 15-year-old boy was abducted. And the time now is 9:34.
Apologies to everybody for the microphone not being working properly. But it wasn't my fault. It was Dominic's.
It wasn't my fault.
Moving on.
It was not my fault. Thank you.
What was the problem, Dom?
It was like this. So I was actually talking like that, and you couldn't hear me, despite the fact you want to turn it around this way.
Someone
turned like
the microphone around.
Yeah.
Am I right, Dave, in saying the only person who sits there during the show is Allard? Allard, get in here, Allard.
This should be interesting.
I'm telling you.
Take a seat.
What's going on here?
Why would I turn it around?
Put some headphones on. You need to hear my voice when I chastise you.
I didn't do it.
Allard Hayden Jones. This is the voice of Andy Parfitt.
No.
Don't say no to me, Welsh boy.
He's very angry with you this morning.
I am very angry.
I know I just said that.
Right. Allard, you have been accused of playing with Dominic's big black microphone.
Good morning.
Shut up, you.
Okay.
You were still rubbish.
Andy's very angry this morning.
Yes, I am. You almost beat me in the race yesterday, and now you disrupt the news.
Sorry, Dominic.
What about me, Andy Parfitt?
Sorry, God.
For this, you will be punished. Bend over, Allard.
Not again.
It's time for you to feel my wrath. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ooh. How was that?
Quite good, actually.
Bend back over. Two. Three. Four. Five. Stop smiling at me. Six. I'm now going to stop because this echo is way too much. It's like I'm in church. I'm just knocking back a bit. There you go. Don't you laugh, Dave. I will strike you down with furious anger and great vengeance or something, like the man in Pulp Fiction who walks down the street for Barclays.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction yet.
It's really good. I've got it on DVD if you want to borrow it. Yes. Anyway, right, Allard, you have been punished.
Sorry.
Away you go with your tail between your legs. Chris, back to you.
Thank you, Andy. It's a shocker, that, wasn't it?
I smell a Sony.
Do you? I smell a job invite from Virgin at this rate. 9:37, then Car Park Catchphrase coming up. Dominic?
Yes.
While you're here.
Yes.
That's where you're as well.
Thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Hello.
exciting. It's the last Sex in the City soon. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, is it Friday night?
It's not exciting. It's sad.
Oh, it's really sad. It's the last Sex in the City. Oh, no. What am I going to do? I might have to go out and find myself a life.
Do you watch it?
No.
You should.
It's chick TV.
It's PM TV.
It's for ugly women who can't find a man. That's what Sex in the City's for.
Oh!
If you're a hound, right, who can't get laid, you watch Sex in the City.
I like Sex in the City.
No further questions, Your Honor.
You walked into that one, didn't you, Rach?
Banged your head on the wall when you got there.
Lots of my friends like Sex in the City.
You're just making it worse.
So I like Sex in the City.
Exactly.
No
you
further
can't
questions.
Get any action either. Oh, Sex in the... Why do you think they put it on a Friday night? Just to rub it in even more.
They repeat it on a Wednesday as well.
Sex in the City. On a Friday night, when you should really be out with somebody who wants to spend money on you and make you feel special. But sadly, you don't have anyone like that. Enjoy part one.
You see, us people, like me and him, who are attractive to the opposite sex, are out on a Friday night in the pub.
Yeah, after spending the whole day playing on Xbox.
That's not the point.
Get a life.
Listen, I work my 8-hour day before I go home, thanks very much. I was in a building at 5:15 this morning... Right?
Yes.
And I'll be here until about 12:15. That's me. I'm done. If I want to go home and...
I think you'll find that's a 7-hour day, not an 8-hour day.
Yeah, but you take out the lunch break, you see.
Yeah, I don't stop for lunch. Right.
We go straight through. Eight. Straight through to midday.
Oh, Sex in the City! Do you know, it's so like my life. It's so realistic. Honestly, because I knew a fella, he wasn't called, he was big, right? Anyway, we kind of got on and we kind of didn't. And I wear shoes and everything.
Do you drink Cosmos?
I've no idea what you're talking about.
The drink, Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, oh, I do, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love them. Love them. They're a bit pricey. And they don't do them down Legion. But, oh, it's so like my life, Sex and City. And I've had sex in a city, in Norwich once, with a fella, he was a rep or something for carpet cleaner. But, oh, he was lovely. Brian, horrible moustache kept tickling. Anyway, Sex and the City, I'm going to be in tears. Oh, I'm going to be in floods of tears. And that's on the Kleenex. You don't do that joke. But anyway, there you go.
Time for car park catchphrase.
One road travel.
No, or we could get an impromptu travel update. One road travel, and today it's a B road.
And?
The B 3034.
And the road is, it's still there.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And now it's time for car park catchphrase. I'm so excited over Sex in the Flipping City.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans, and welcome to another Car Park Catchphrase with me and Roy Walker, who's always very excited. He's wearing his Sex in the City t-shirt, looking good today, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's get straight on and meet our contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. It's Lindsay, and I'm in Portsmouth.
Yay! Hi, it's Lindsay, and she's from in Portsmouth. See, are you actually from Portsmouth?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wales.
Whereabouts?
Monmouth, small town.
Oh, nice. Do you know that, Alice?
No.
You don't know it?
It's South Wales, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Never been there?
No.
Should go, it's lovely, isn't it? Says Lindsay.
It's lovely.
It's lovely, yeah.
Alad turns his nose up at South Walians, don't you?
Whoa, that's not true.
Oh.
Not true. No, not true.
Okay, good. Do you watch Sex in the City, Lindsay?
No, I don't. It's rubbish.
Have you got a boyfriend, then?
I do.
Yeah, I thought you might too.
Good off you.
What do you do for a living, Lindsay?
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, I love hairdressers. I love hairdressers. So you'll never have met our newsreader, Dominic Byrne, then?
No, I believe he has no hair. He would have no use for my services.
Exactly. I could have some use for your services. What are you driving, by the way?
A Fiat Punto.
Nice. What colour?
Gold.
Gold.
Always believe in your car.
Wind your window down and let's hear your horn there, please, George Bush. Oh, hey, what a horn.
Right, for hunger.
Hang on there, touch in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's James and I'm from Leeds.
Hey! Marching all together.
Through thick and thin, Chris.
Are you a Leeds fan?
Big time, yeah.
Say, do you know what I mean?
Love them, mate, love them.
What do you do?
I'm a sales rep for a company called Mind the Planet. Vehicle tracking.
Yeah, they do vehicle tracking, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought... What are you driving?
An Audi A4 convertible.
Nice wheels!
Thank you.
That's a cool car. Is that your company car?
Yeah.
What's is it really?
Yeah,
Audi,
is, yeah.
Audi A4 convertible. That's smart, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like one of them.
I'd like one of them, actually.
I'd like... Can we be sales reps for your company?
You can borrow it if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how will you get around?
You can drive me.
Actually, I'll tell you what, I'll give you my Audi TT.
Uh-huh.
If you give me your Audi A4 convertible.
Not a problem.
Right. Actually, do you know what? I changed my mind. I think I want the A8.
Okay.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
They don't do that in a convertible, I don't think.
Do they not?
No, they don't, no.
Oh, rubbish. Right, let's hear your horn then, son. That is rubbish.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, just about, but it's not very good.
Sorry.
Let's see yours, Lindsay. Oh, okay. All right, Lindsay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
James, are you ready?
Yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catch Riz.
Best of three. Good luck to Lindsay and James. Marching on together. Are you season ticket holder?
No.
You not?
No.
All right, well, you might be next year. They'll be a lot cheaper. Right, here we go. Good luck. Mr. Fish is conducting a survey into the working patterns of men versus women. He's trying to find out what time a man's work is done and then compare it to what time a woman's work is done. Oh, I need to go to Judge Rachel.
Lindsay, was Lindsay?
James.
You have no idea it was Lindsay, Dave.
Lindsay it was.
Yes, Lindsay.
A woman's work is never done.
A woman's work is never done.
You're right!
Yay!
Well done. Woohoo! I know, it's so exciting. Oh, I've got a
cup of tea.
Hey, yeah, whatever. Come on, James, you big useless lummox. All right, okay. One to Lindsay, none to James. Here we go.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is enjoying outdoor activities weekend where they're hunting birds. However, Mr. Fish is scared of guns, so instead of shooting them, he's just going to try and throw stones at the birds. Who was that? Well, Lindsay again.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Although I wouldn't recommend it.
You're a winner.
James, well, you're done, rubbish.
Lindsay. I know.
Absolute pants.
Sorry. Well done, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you. Is there anybody
you
like to say...
your car then, Jane?
If you want. Pretty wanted her, doesn't it?
She sounds like somebody who wouldn't be sitting in the front seat. Right, anyway, James, have a good day.
Thanks, Chris.
Hi, see you later. Right, Lindsay, congratulations.
Thank you, Chris.
You've won a great prize.
What have I won?
A pen.
Yay!
That's right. Use it for all occasions, such as writing and drawing pictures.
Brilliant.
Yeah, right. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to before we cut you off? Right, there you go. So another satisfied customer on Car Park Catchphrase. We'll do it again, same time, same place tomorrow with me and Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Radio. New ways to listen to Radio 1. Digital radio. On your mobile. Digital TV. And bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, let's all do a little tune in our harmonicas because we got a famous, well-known Irish brand of stout, which is black with a white head. Dave, off you go. Play something groovy.
No, there's no limit.
That'll do. Okay, Raquel, play something nice on your harmonica, please. That's lovely, lovely, lovely.
I composed that myself.
And finally me, here we go. Did you see the harmonica in my mouth, Alan?
I did.
I bet you did. Right, last one for us before Joe Wiley, a bit of Coldplay. 6 minutes.
Where do we go? Nobody knows.
It's not the time, it's 4 minutes to ten.
I've got to say I'm on my way.
Coldplay, God put a smile upon your face. And God is going to put a smile upon your face when the heavenly Joe Wiley is on the radio from 10 this morning. You know, every day is a good day when Joe Wiley is on Radio 1. It would be a better day if she was on. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Mark and Ladder here at 1 today. Coxie's on at 3 o'clock. I'm off to see Mark Radcliffe for the Family Mahone tonight in London. Supporting Shane McGowan. No, Shane McGowan. Idiot. Right, have a great St. Patrick's Day. I'm off to the pub. I'll see you Monday. The Chris Moyle Show.